I want to welcome everyone to this week's virtual drush and begin by thanking our sponsors. I thank Akiva Noach and Karen Andrews for dedicating the drush of this week in commemoration of the Shloshim of Karen's father, Mr. Stanley Sheinberg Sinai ben Shmuel Ufreda. We hope that on the merit of our Talmud Torah, his neshama will have an aliyah and the family in Chama. And to thank the Miller family for dedicating the drasha in honor of Mrs. Miller's birthday. Dedication made by her husband, her children, and her grandchildren. We wish Mrs. Miller a very happy birthday and give her the bracha that she should enjoy health and happiness ad mea ve'esrim shanim tovos, until 120. The Torah is filled, this week's parashah's Vayira is filled with incredible stories, incredible events that unfold. But I'd like to draw your attention to one specific event, the destruction of Sodom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu that the cities of Sodom and Amorah have maxed out their iniquity. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no choice but to go ahead and destroy the cities of Sodom. Really, it's Sodom and the surrounding cities. But in the merit of Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he will save Lot and his family. So the angels, the Malachim, show up in Sodom. To make a very long story short, they come to the house of Lot, and instead that they tell Lot of the divine plan. The cities are going to be destroyed. So they tell Lot, quickly, assemble your family, and we are ready and willing to save you. Lot is there with his wife and four daughters. Two of his daughters are married. Two of the daughters were unmarried. The married daughters did not believe any of this crazy story. So Lot ultimately escapes with his wife and his two young unmarried daughters. And the Malachim, the angels, give Lot very simple instructions. Al tabit acharecha. When I'm going to save you, don't look back. Don't turn back and look at what's happening at Sodom. And we know the story. Lot and his two daughters comply. But his wife, who the Medrash identifies, her name is Iris, looks back. The Torah says, "Vatabet isha me'achorov." Lot's wife looks back. "Vatehi netziv melach," and she became a pillar of salt. And there are two basic fundamental questions. Number one, why weren't they allowed to look back? And number two, why does Lot's wife become a pillar of salt? Granted, okay, she violated the instruction of the Malachim, and I understand even if she were just to die, if she were to drop dead on the spot, I understand. Why does she turn into a pillar of salt? And so Rashi understands that the command not to look back was really rooted in this fundamental idea that Lot, in reality, and his family should have shared the same fate as the residents of Sodom and Amorah and the surrounding cities. They were only saved because of their relationship and really because of the merit of Avraham Avinu. And as such, says Rashi, they had no right to turn around and look back at what was happening to the other residents of Sodom and Amorah. They had no right to kind of almost like look back and look down on what was happening as if they were greater than everyone else. They were not greater. They should have shared the same fate. And again, the only reason they were saved was because of Avraham Avinu. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh understands this in a little bit of a different way and advances something incredibly amazing. He says that if you notice, if we go back just a little bit, there's an interesting trap in this week's parsha. So the Torah says that when the Malachim go ahead and tell Lot, gather your family and let's go. So the Torah relates, and this is in Perek Yotes, Pasuk Tes Zayin, chapter 19, verse 16. Vayismamo, Lot tarried. Lot tarried. Vayachaziku ha'anoshim biyado ubiyad ishto, until the Malachim mamish had to grab Lot, had to grab his wife, had to grab his kids and say, let's go. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and you find this in the other Svarim as well, point out that there's an interesting trap on that word vayismamo, which literally means he delayed. And it's called the shalshalas. If you look inside the Chumash, it's a bunch of squiggly lines. And the Baal Shem Tov explains that the vayismamo, that shalshalas, is the cantillation of almost like inability to move forward. It's the cantillation of being stuck in place. Lot couldn't move. He tarried. Vayismamo, the word doesn't just mean tarry, but even the trap, the back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Should I go? Should I stay? Should I go? Should I stay? Lot was unable. It's almost like the trap. It's the cantillation of indecisiveness. I can't move myself forward. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. So Lot is thinking to himself, I should go, it's going to be destroyed, but this is my home. But I could start a new life there, but it's so hard to start a new life. And so he's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. He delays until the Malachim say, come on, let's go. And they grab everyone and they go. Says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh something so beautiful. When the Malachim said to Lot and his family, Al tabit acharecha, do not look back. What they were telling Lot was, do you understand what you've been given? You've been given the gift of a new beginning. You've been given the gift of a new start. You've been given not just a new chapter of life, but a new life. Sdom is done. Sdom is destroyed. Sdom is no longer. But you have the ability to make something new for yourself. But if you're ready to do that, if you're going to make a new life, if you're going to turn not just a new page, but start writing a new book, if you are really going to find the courage to forge a new personality, a new identity, you can't look back. You can't look back. You can only look forward. Because the moment you look back is the moment that you're tethered to that previous life. The moment that you look back is the moment that you're tethered and rooted and connected to stone. And if you're still connected to stone, it is absolutely impossible for you to begin to create and to make a new life for yourself. Atabit acharecha was not just simply you don't deserve to see their destruction. Atabit acharecha was Lot. Do you understand the gift? Do you understand the gift? Do you understand what you have been given? And if you do understand, look forward. Don't look back. Because the moment you look back is the moment ultimately that you are tethered to your previous life. And what happens? Eshes Lot, the wife of Lot, looks back. And you know, if we understand that on a human level, it's a little bit understandable that she left back. Remember, she left behind two daughters. Two married daughters were left in stone. And she looked back. Because at the end of the day, she wasn't really ready to leave that life. Maybe she wasn't ready to leave her family. Or maybe she wasn't even really ready to leave the lifestyle of stone. Maybe she wasn't all that interested in starting again. Maybe although the Malachim spoke about this great gift of a new life, a new book, a new beginning, maybe she didn't want it. So she turns back. She turns back, indicating that she's still there. Her body might be running away, but her mind and her soul are still in stone. And what does she become? She becomes salt. Because it explains the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh so profoundly, salt is a preservative. Salt takes things and allows them to remain in their current state for prolonged periods of time. Salt prevents change. Salt prevents evolution. Salt even prevents life. The Yam HaMelech, the Red Sea, Naruto can't really sustain all that much life because of the saltiness. So salt is incredible in that it preserves things for water, which is very important. Salt is a preservative. Salt says, this is what you are, and this is what you'll be. So the wife of Lot looks back, and what happens? She becomes a pillar of salt. Why a pillar of salt? Because she wasn't really interested in changing. She wasn't really interested in evolving. She wasn't really interested in becoming anything else. Her body was fleeing, but her heart and her soul remained in stone. And therefore she turned into a pillar of salt. She turned into this preservative, reflecting her unwillingness to change. And what an incredible lesson which comes out from this dramatic story. We are given new opportunities every day. We are given new beginnings every day. Every day is a new beginning. Every day of life. It's not just like another page in the same chapter. It's a new chapter. And sometimes if I really messed up yesterday, today is not only a new chapter, but today could be a new book. Today's a brand new beginning. But sometimes you have to cut your ties with the past in order to be able to build a future. Sometimes you have to say, don't look back. Because the truth is, for many of us, the past is filled with failures. The past is filled with regret, with remorse. And if I keep looking back there, I'm forever tethered to it. Forever tethered to it. I got to be focused on what's ahead. Because sometimes if you spend too much time looking back into the past, looking back into stone, you turn into a pillar of salt. You know, I saw a very beautiful mashal. The Be'er HaChaim brings down, he gives a great mashal. He says, you know, life is a lot like driving. So he says, when you drive, if you're always looking in the rear view mirror, you're going to get into an accident. He says, most of the time you have to be focused front. Of course, every once in a while, you do have to look in the rear view mirror. Because the truth is, to totally disassociate from my past is unhealthy either. To totally disassociate from that which occurred leaves me prone and open to repeating the same mistakes over again. So of course, every once in a while, you have to go ahead and look in the rearview mirror. And for those of you who are younger, before they had backup cameras, people had to use their rearview mirrors. I know, Mamish, you'll Google it, you'll see it. But every once in a while, you have to look, at least, okay, in the backup camera. You have to look in the rearview mirror. But so much of successful living, like so much of successful driving, is focusing on the road ahead. In life, you have to make a choice if you want to be an Iris, the wife of Lot, or if you want to be a Lot. Do you want to be the kind of person who is always looking back, always tethered to what was? And if that's what you're going to be, then just understand you'll spend your life like a pillar of salt. Or are you willing to embrace the new beginnings of life, the new opportunities, the new chapters, the new books, the new life that is in front of me? And just focus on that. Focus on how I can make the future better. Focus on how I could live better. Focus on how I could do better. What was, was. The stone is the past. The past is the past. Al-tabit acharecha. Don't spend your life looking in the rearview mirror. Focus on what's ahead and find the courage to maximize it. Wishing everyone a wonderful day, a guten Erev Shabbos, and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.